contains adult content, which could include sexual behavior or exploitation, misuse of alcohol, smoking, illegal drugs, violence, and dangerous behavior. Chapter 1. Almost Summer. It was 4 o'clock in the morning, and I was in the library with my new best friend, Annika, and my old best friend, Taylor. We were studying together for our last exam at the end of our first year at Finch University. Summer was so close that I could almost taste it. Taylor's eyes were starting to close. "Dance break," I called out, pressing play on my computer and doing a little dance in my chair. "Why are you so happy?" asked Annika. "Because in just a few hours, we'll be free," I said. The exam was as hard as we had expected, and after it had finished, we were too tired to celebrate. I went straight back to my room to sleep. When I opened the door, there was Jeremiah, asleep in my bed, looking like a little boy. I took off my shoes and lay down next to him. "Hi, how did it go?" he asked sleepily. "It was fine." "Good. I saved you half my sandwich from lunch. Do you want it now?" "Maybe later," I said, closing my eyes. Jeremiah fell back to sleep before me, and when I woke up, he was still asleep, his arms around me. We had started dating 2 years earlier, since just before my last year of high school, although dating didn't feel like the right word for it. We were just together. It all happened so easily and quickly. One minute, we were friends. Then we were kissing. And now, I was going to the same university as him. I wanted him in my life for all seasons, not just the summer. The next evening, Jeremiah and his friends were having a party at their house to celebrate the end of the year. "You look hot," Jeremiah said when he came to meet me. "Thanks," I said. Even now, after being boyfriend and girlfriend for 2 years, I still blushed when he said things like that. I was wearing a sundress that I had borrowed from Annika. It was white with little blue flowers. At the party, girls kept coming up and hugging Jeremiah. He was the kind of boy that girls liked, but I was sure that he would never look at another girl. I went upstairs to put my bag in his room, and when I came downstairs, I saw him talking to her, Lacey Barone. She was wearing a beautiful top and high-heeled red shoes, and she looked amazing. Taylor had told me that Lacey thought Jeremiah was hot, and I had told Taylor that I didn't care. Why should I? He was my boyfriend, my Jeremiah, whom I'd known my whole life. He was the first boy that I'd ever fallen asleep next to, and the first to look after me when I was ill. He was the first boy to leave me a love note on my door, and the first that I ever kissed. He was my best friend. He was the one. My one. Jeremiah saw me and waved at me to come over. "Lacey's going to study in Paris this fall," he told me, putting his arm around me. Then to Lacey, he said, "We want to travel in Europe next summer, and we're definitely going to France. Billy speaks really good French." "I actually don't," I told her, blushing again. "I just took it in high school." "Oh, my French is horrible, too. I really just want to go and eat lots of cheese and chocolate," Lacey said, smiling at me. She seemed nice, and when she went off a few minutes later to get a drink, I told Jeremiah. "Yes, she's cool, I suppose," he said. "Let's go and dance." He led me into a room full of people, but when I put my arms around his neck and he looked at me, there was just me and him. Suddenly, Tom, One of Jeremiah's friends came running toward us with a bottle of beer in his hand. He was really drunk. The next minute, Tom's beer was all over my dress. Sorry, he said. It's okay, I said, and went straight upstairs to clean the dress. There were people everywhere, even a couple kissing on the stairs. I finally reached the bathroom and locked the door. This party was wild, and not really the kind that I enjoyed. As I was cleaning the dress, I heard someone try to open the door. Just a second, I called. The girls outside went on talking, and then I heard Lacey's voice. He looks hot tonight, doesn't he? He always looks hot. I'm so jealous that you got to hook up with him, said the other girl. Hey, you're not to tell anyone what happened in Cabo, said Lacey. I felt sick all of a sudden. Could she be talking about Jeremiah? He had been in Cabo at spring break. I quickly opened the door. Lacey's hand flew to her mouth when she saw me, and the look on her face felt like a kick in the stomach. I actually felt pain. The other girl looked really embarrassed. I walked past them in a horrible dream. I couldn't believe that Jeremiah would cheat on me, but I had to know for sure. My shock was turning to anger. I finally found him outside, drinking beer with some guys. I need to talk to you, and now, I said.
Ooh, sounds like you're in trouble, said one of his friends.
Jeremiah didn't say anything and followed me up to his room. I shut the door. What's wrong? He asked, looking worried. Did you hook up with Lacey Barone during spring break? His face turned white. Belly, he began. Oh no. I knew it, I whispered, dropping to the floor because my knees couldn't hold me up. I started to cry. Jeremiah kneeled down beside me, but I pushed him away. Don't touch me, I shouted. Belly, you and I weren't together when it happened. We'd broken up, remember? Our breakup had lasted just a week. It wasn't even a real breakup. Not for me. I'd cried the whole week while Jeremiah had been in Cabo, kissing Lacey Barone. I didn't want to hook up with her, he went on. She kept following me around. It was a mistake. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. A mistake? That wasn't a mistake. I don't know who you are anymore. I was crying really hard now. There was silence for a moment. Belly, I don't want any more secrets, he said at last. Then he started crying too. We had sex. Before I knew it, my hand was hitting his face as hard as it could. I'm so sorry, he said, touching his reddening cheek. I couldn't believe that I had hit him, and neither could he. I cried even harder, tears running down my face. It didn't mean anything, I promise, he said. He tried to touch my arm, and I pulled away. Maybe to you, sex doesn't mean anything, but it does to me, and you knew that. I'll never trust you again. I'm not in love with her. I'm in love with you, he cried, putting his arms around my knees. I tried to push him off again, but he was strong. I love you so much, he said, his whole body shaking. It's always been you, Belly. What we had has gone. We lost it tonight, I said. Suddenly, I didn't want to cry anymore in front of him. I wiped the tears from my face and stood up. I'm leaving, I said. Wait! I pushed past him, and then I was out the door, running down the stairs and outside. I ran to the bus stop and didn't look back. At least my roommate had already gone home, so I could cry alone. I lay in bed, thinking back to our breakup in April. Until then, Jeremiah and I had never had a real fight. We'd just been mad with each other a few times. Once, my new college friends had invited us both to a party, but he wouldn't come, and I was really disappointed. We always spent time with his friends instead, and he didn't notice how important it was for me to make my own friends. But when he told me about going to Cabo in April, we had our first real fight. I was hurt because he had changed his mind about going back home with me for spring break and had decided to go on a trip without me instead. It was one of those fights that you can't control, where you scream and shout and say things that you'd like to take back. I told him that he was selfish for not going home to see his dad, who was alone now that Susanna had died. It had ended with Jeremiah saying, "If you think that I'm so stupid and selfish, why are you even with me? Let's finish it now." And I said, "Fine," and cried the whole way home. We got back together a week later, after his trip to Cabo. I went to say sorry, and he said sorry too. I didn't ask any questions about what had happened in Cabo, because I never stopped trusting him. He had loved me my whole life, and I believed in that love, and in him. Now, when I closed my eyes, I saw Jeremiah and Lacey together, kissing on the beach, in the pool, in bed together. I'd never had sex, not with Jeremiah, not with anybody. When I was younger, I used to think that my first time would be with Conrad. Now, I wasn't still waiting for Conrad. I was just waiting for the perfect moment with Jeremiah. I wanted it to feel special, and I was beginning to feel more and more ready. Perhaps it would happen this summer, I'd thought, when the two of us were back at the summer house in Cousins. I felt so stupid now for expecting him to wait as long as it took for me to be ready. When I thought about Lacey, who was sexier than I'd ever be, it hurt so much that it was hard to breathe. The thought that she knew Jeremiah in a way that I didn't was what hurt most of all.